about 3 weeks ago on a Monday, somebody had made a bowel movement in the toilet, taken paper towels and stuffed paper towels into the toilet, taken some feces with toilet tissue and put it over the automatic flushing sensor, and the toilet kept flushing. And it flooded the bathroom, and the bathroom had floor, had toilet water, urine, and feces on it. And I just wanted this thing to stop. So I had our custodian, our maintenance people, put together just an old camera that doesn't even work, and there's not even a camera in it. It's just a black box. And I had them put a 9-volt battery so a little red LED light would focus, and put that in there. And the kids never said anything. The kids came in, didn't even notice it for a while, and all of a sudden they're saying, hey, there's a camera in the bathroom. And then the student's saying, you can't have a camera in the bathroom. And I said, you're right, I can't. I'm not going to violate your rights. I'm not doing anything illegal. But I got their attention, and I got them to understand we're not going to tolerate abuse and inappropriate etiquette in that bathroom. I'm charged with the responsibility of maintaining a safe and healthy environment, learning environment for the students, and that's what I'm going to try to do. And this was a means of attempting to have something there all the time, because I'm in that bathroom 20 times a day, and you know I can't be in there 24 hours a day. And but the problem's solved. We haven't had any more of that behavior, and it's not even a real camera, but having been a school principal for a lot of years, I'm not going to violate children's rights. I'm not going to break the law by creating a situation where we're spying on kids, especially in a private area like a bathroom. Since I've taken this camera out about 2 weeks ago, the bathrooms have been sparkling.
It was up for about a week then?
It was up for 1 week exactly.
Did you hear from parents concerned about it?
Four parents come in and talk to me about it. And I think I had one parent call me on the phone. And I've explained to all the parents that it's not a real camera. I'm not going to violate the students' rights. I'm not going to, you know, violate their privacy. But one parent came in and said, well, I'm going to sue you, and didn't even give me the opportunity to explain what's going on. I'm not trying to deceive kids, but I'm trying to get their attention by letting them know that we're not going to tolerate the unclean nature that was going on within that bathroom.
With it down now, are you afraid that that behavior will restart, though? Or?
I think the intent was that students within the school themselves are going to monitor. It's like they're policing themselves. There's still going to be situations that are going to happen. Middle school students, elementary school students, they're kids. They're going to be doing things. Part of, you know, growing up, and all of a sudden they get this little idea and they do things, and sometimes they're remorseful about it. Sometimes they're acting out because something occurred. They're upset with somebody within the school, so they take it out on the facility. And they just don't know where to channel their emotions or their energy or their anger. But that's part of this age group. They're changing. Their emotions are changing. Their chemistry is changing. And so I believe that I'll never have to do anything like this, because the students themselves are encouraging the students to take care of the bathrooms, because it's their school. It's not my school.
I don't even know the law about security cameras in restrooms or in schools or anything.
It's illegal. You're not supposed to have, you know, there's privacy. You're not supposed to have a camera. But this is not illegal because it wasn't even a camera, and there were a lot of people within the building who knew that. Mm-hmm. It was merely a device to get students' attention, to let people know we're not going to tolerate this totally deplorable behavior.
You do have other cameras, though, that are working around campus.
Absolutely, in hallways, in outside the school, and we have those vandalized periodically or moved or things done to them. But when you're in a bathroom, when you're in any type of a situation, locker room, bathroom, you just don't videotape kids. And that was never my intent to videotape them. It was to get their attention.